So we joined it outside of Tokoro, hopped on board to go to Taupo to turn around and come back. And we got to Taupo and I couldn't turn around. I gave my car to someone else and I hopped in someone else's car and I just boom. And I don't even remember it, like the length of time. It took 5 minutes. And you know what? Horns have never had such a good time in their lives as this. And it got bigger and it bigger and it bigger and got to Wellington and it just exploded. It's hard to describe unless you experienced it. So I thought that we were going to go down to the village just as an extension of the marches that we'd taken part in. But this time we'd bring a sandwich and we'd sit down and have a wee picnic. So I got a complete fright when I walked into Parliament grounds. I still remember the first time I walked in. This beautiful environment of people that are nurturing each other and celebrating each other and feeling so good inside for the first time in a long time. Because I think what's really important to remember was that every individual that took themselves to that village were a people that had lost things. I mean, for me, it was the loss of my independence, my value, my worth. I had a lot of purpose with being a nurse, and that being absent now was quite detrimental. But in that village, there was such a reconnection to that lost sense of value. And I think that I wasn't the only one there. We saw it in each other. You know, you could look at a stranger in the eye and go, my God, doesn't this feel good? And they'd cry with you. And you'd hug each other and you'd go, man, I love you. And I'm like, I love you too. This is amazing. And then you'd drop arms and go into the next hug. It was just mind-blowing for me. I've never experienced anything like that.